G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. Completely packed for work in the weekend, this podcast is brought to you by the new Mazda BT50 SP, the complete package. Today on the show, everybody's back in the studio for the first time in forever and we're delivering on a Monday. How about that? It's a 2-minute warning for round 10. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do that wherever you listen. Leave a rating, leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you can. Let's get stuck in. Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined in studio by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. What's going on, gents?
This is amazing. I didn't realise it until you said it.
It's been a while.
I reckon it's been at least a month. And
since I was sitting at the front of Mao Ming's massage parlour.
It has been. It's been a long time since then. I was watching like a little Beatles documentary the other day, and we're a lot like the Beatles.
You reckon
we're
like the Beatles?
I just realised.
Who's who then?
Can we call ourselves like the Featles or something? Not the Beatles. Beatles were pretty good.
They were pretty good. They were pretty good.
We like the monkeys.
Monkey's still okay.
We're better. We got the monkeys.
Monkeys had a couple.
What's the one that gets around Perth? The Soul City and the City Band?
Darren Reed and the Soul City Group.
Okay, that's it.
I was watching a docu on Darren Reed and the Soul City Group the other day. We're a lot like them.
Which one were you watching? Is that the Disney Plus one?
I don't know what it was called. It was pretty good, though. I only caught the back half of it. But the thing was, towards the end, so they started like a house on fire. Towards the end, they were so fractured. They didn't even really like being together. And, you know, the whole Yoko thing. That's where we're at right now. Because we're never in the same room. And we're always we do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? In the old days, we were every Monday, all three of us just pounding podcasts.
We had nothing else going on. I was going to say,
now there's kids and work.
Yeah, they were the glory years. Those have gone now.
So just a couple of things straight up. can you hit us up on the socials, please? And just describe what you would call a hookup. Nick, we just our fearless leader is just sort of
Someone said they hooked up,
and you thought that meant a kiss at the bar, whereas I think it's the full nine yards.
Yeah, see, back in the day, we would have said that was just
no.
So do you go to church every Sunday or just most Sundays?
Yeah. No,
oh my God,
mate, you don't go the whole way until marriage, do you?
Yeah, no, I certainly did.
What did he call it? Doing the whole thing.
They did the whole thing.
I'm looking at a nerd, a dead set nerd.
He giggled. He's still giggling.
Mate, it's been so long since.
And then we had to explain.
Out.
Like there was five of us in here. Four went with pretty obvious what it is, Nick.
Yeah, mate.
And the one Nick was like, what, the whole thing? Like, yeah, mate, the whole thing.
See, I would have said, back in the day, hooked up was just, like, it could have been several things.
No. Once you're over the age of 20, not even, maybe 18?
Yeah.
Which is terrifying.
It's just game on.
We've got children. I'm terrified about that, actually. But God. Is this how you, when you propositioned your now wife... And that move you made, which is probably the 15th date, giving how he moves.
Is that what you said?
Do you want to do the whole thing? Is that what you said?
That was it.
Clearly.
And the second thing I want to bring up, and it wasn't given enough love over the WhatsApp chat, was my Thursday bet.
I didn't know what the bet was. I saw you bragging about it. What was the bet?
It was Sam Walsh, most disposals, into Cam Guthrie, most disposals at $24.
That's very good.
That needs some more love.
That's very good.
You did well.
Thank you.
I'd like to make it clear yet again that I am not the one betting. Robbo's doing the betting, right?
No, but we're putting yours in.
Wait, that was yours.
My face is it. Which, what did I do?
Freo at the line.
Really?
Some of us went Collingwood at the line, some of us went Collingwood to win, but Freo at the line, that never looked likely.
That didn't look good.
Yeah, it'd been we'll Brown get into kicking them. Five. And it's,
yeah.
I'll get into the Dockers.
All right, let's go.
Should we just do random order or what?
Just go normal order today.
Alphabet. Help. Let's stick to the alphabet. We're all together.
All right, we'll start with Adelaide.
Let's play the classics.
Adelaide, pretty shattering for them. Like, they had a real roll. They rolled the dice really hard. They just couldn't contain Max King in the end. Ben Keys, 27 touches, 6 score involvements, 9 clearances, 6 inside 50s. Just keeps getting it done.
Thanks, Swampy.
We need a segment. We need a sponsor for our stat segment.
We do the stats of the round.
But the one I want to... So early days, they were winning a lot, and it was... And we talked about having their match winner was 18 years old, Josh Rochelli. Really looks like he needs a break now.
He's hit a wall.
But you can tell, like, he's that spark. Like, if he had a great... If he had a decent game, he's getting them over the line in that game.
That's sort of the point I was trying to make last week in terms of bums on seat.
Yeah.
And quarters threw up text, which I sort of agree with, but yeah. I meant in terms of a young star who can.
There's just
not anything there. And the NAB Rising Star, people we spoke about, Star of the Year, is this the best crop we've seen?
Yep.
They've all come back.
Martin's slowing, Rochelle's slowing, Horn Francis already had a week off with a hammy.
In the NBA, they call it the rookie wall. You hit the wall at some point, right? Like, you can't just
Dacos
be great for the whole season.
A little bit
Dacos, but he hasn't been at the level he was at the start either. So
there aren't too many first-year players or rising star players that have ever been great from start to finish.
There are
Reece
Palmer.
Yeah. He peaked.
Was that his first year, though?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. He was so good.
He beat Cyril?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But they need to draft mids. So they've gone to the draft last few years and got forwards and goal kickers, which is
who they play in the twos.
Thriller's back this week.
I know that, but he's been down the twos. Yeah.
You need to build a little confidence as well.
Yeah, I don't mind that. He's a big boy.
But now they need to go and start getting some mids to get. Like,
so what pick will they have?
They'll have pick. They'll have top five
pick.
Who did West Coast get their second round off this year?
Port Adelaide.
Port Adelaide. I knew it was one of the Adelaide sides.
Yeah, so they could. West Coast could have three inside the top 25, 30.
Yeah, that's right.
Theoretically,
Hadley's been okay the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
I like that they're trying.
Yeah,
like
I still reckon play Matt Crouch.
Yeah. So they had in the Sandford, they had Riley O'Brien rucking to Matt Crouch and Harry Schonberg, who have at the start of the year, if you'd said that's their starting.
Did you see their numbers?
Really good numbers. Huge numbers.
Yeah, I saw Crouch had like 36.
Yeah,
the week
same
before.
With Schonberg had big numbers. O'Brien had massive numbers. But can you imagine at the start of the year, you know, that's their Sandford.
What's O'Brien doing?
Starting midfield. Mm. Well, obviously
he was really good the week before he went out.
Was he though, or did you just have big numbers?
No, I thought he was really good. He was really good. He was their best on ground either a week or two before the win they had against the Bulldogs at
down in Ballarat.
He was pretty much best on ground that day.
Yeah, he was really good.
Yeah,
day. But there must have been a patch where he wasn't doing well before and after that
because he wasn't admitted though, was he last week?
Yeah, he got
admitted last week. Yeah.
Stratchin or Strawny?
Yeah, Storchin or somebody thing.
That guy
Brian Strawn.
Brisbane Lions. Ever since the fanboy Ryan Daniels jumped on the Brisbane Lions and their ability to get...
are you the kiss of death?
Yeah. It's
I feel like I am.
So,
Black mantle.
Let's add Hugh McCluggage hamstring yesterday. Yeah. So that's your month.
Yeah.
You've got, of course, Joe Dirt, and you've got their best player, Mick Stay.
Yeah, Mick Stay. Coleman medalist.
Not playing. All right, so they lost to the Hawks, which you would have penciled in. You would have penciled. You would have penciled.
As a win, you mean?
But then you go right. Fast forward the next few weeks. You've got the Giants. You'd tick that, wouldn't you?
Yep.
Right. So now they're injury depleted. No Joe, no McStay, no McCluggage, and you go. They've got Freo at Optus.
What's the weather look like?
Yeah. Then they've got St Kilda.
Yeah.
Then they've got Melbourne.
Tough run.
Then they've got the Bulldogs.
That's a big run.
That's a big month of football. For the side that we thought were clearly second.
Yep.
They've lost on the weekend to Hawthorn. I reckon they can lose two or three of those next month.
You're allowed to have a down patch.
Yeah.
And this looks like this is the rough one.
Yeah. I don't know about Brisbane. I just think they've done so well being consistent the whole way along. And we did say, they interviewed, was it Zach Bailey or someone early in the year where, I think it was like round five, for example, and they were 4-1 or whatever they were. And he goes, we actually haven't played well.
Yeah.
As well, we beat North by 100, and that was well. But like, they haven't got it all together.
You can't. I don't reckon you can underestimate Danaher and Mick Stay.
That's what I mean.
There.
Yeah. But they're not. But
they're not far away though.
Yeah.
They're back in a couple. But then they'll need to get touch back, and then you know, then how do you work with
Hipwood? What does Hipwood do with it? Yeah.
How does that work? And then
is Mick Stay?
Do they then drop Fort, who's been pretty solid?
I'm taking the Mickey a fraction. But what do they do? I think Fort goes.
Yeah.
Is Mick Stay in front of Hipwood?
Yeah, at the moment, because Edward hasn't
not before
got
the
legs
the ACL,
yet.
Yeah,
he hasn't got the legs.
Yeah. And what about Lockie Neal, the blueprint, Liam Shields?
Mm. Yeah, tagged the hell out of him that second half. He couldn't get near it.
Nah.
Could not get near
And when you do that, then you're relying on Lyons, who I think we'd all say we're big fans of.
Yeah.
Yep.
And plays a really good brand
just
of football.
Class, yeah. So not the same.
But
so no McCluggage. If you're the opposition, you'd much rather
you're
Lyons
stamping, you're it's like Brayshaw at Freo. If you grab him, then their class is then brought down into the dungeons.
You'd rather Will Brody getting 35 than Brayshaw.
Yeah.
They need Zach Bailey, 80% centre bounces.
So you're worried about Brisbane?
I am, yeah. No, they're not just in the...
Just a little bit, yeah. Well, here's the team that is breathing down their neck. Carlton.
Mm.
Far out. No Harry Mackay. They're now on 4 on the trot. They're 8-2. They got Collingwood, a massive game on Sunday Harbour. That's going to be brilliant to watch. They're doing it pretty convincingly. My question is about Michael Voss. Is this what the greats, because the truly great players don't usually translate to great coaches, right? Mm. Lee Matthews did it. We haven't seen too many others. Most of the other top 10, 15 coaches in history have just been good, solid scrappers.
Well, think about in recent history, Hardwick.
Yep, Clarkson.
Clarko.
Yep, Simpson, Tagger. Like all the guys who are deemed as the best coaches in the NFL.
I don't think Simo was a full Tagger.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't like a superstar.
No, not a superstar.
Wasn't like Wayne Carey. You know?
No, Greg.
Now, him going and starting off, he was 42, one draw and 64 losses in his five almost full seasons at Brisbane.
Yeah.
And clearly it just didn't work out. Played finals in the first year and then fell off.
Was that Fev year?
Yeah. No, then they got Fev.
They loaded up to try and, you know. Yeah. My thinking is this. If you're a great player, what you need to do is you need to go and spend almost 10 years
as an assistant
coach. And that's what he did. Like, and I think that could be the making of him. Now, who knows?
It was a poor timing, though. Was that... So the run of guns, superstars, didn't succeed, Hurd,
yeah.
Vossie,
yeah.
Buckley there at times it was rigid.
Yeah, exactly. They were the running on fumes of the great era, and never a good time to come in.
Nah.
You either want to come after everybody's gone or you still want some of the guns.
Yeah.
But I just think this is a better way, and that's why I don't want, you know, we saw Hurd do it and all the problems that came there. We saw Buckley do it. It almost kind of worked. But I think go away, do your apprenticeship. It doesn't matter how good you are as a player.
I think you take that option back at the time because Voss was over here at West Coast as an assistant.
Yeah.
And then Brisbane offered him the job almost immediately and he jumped.
That's right.
Which you would jump. It'd be impossible not to take.
You couldn't say
no. That's the thing. It's very hard to say no. It would take a very, very clever person to stop and go,
the benefit of
hindsight. No. Was it Fagan? Was it Voss into Fagan?
Nah, Lepich.
Lepich, yeah,
Lepich was in there as well.
But being humbled is one of the best things that happened to Michael Voss. I agree. Humbled that like that.
How often would those superstars be shit at something? And I'm not saying never.
I just want to flag one. I know for a fact Scotty Pendlebury is probably the guy who's going to go into coaching, right?
Mm.
You would say that to him, like, go and take at least 5 years.
Mm.
Go and be an assistant at a different club.
Mm.
You know, like, learn as much as you can.
I think he mentioned he wanted a different club too.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good segue into Collingwood. So that was probably their most impressive win of the year.
Yeah, that was their best team on paper easily too, though.
And the pressure, they just completely frazzled Fremantle. Just attacking.
One team realised there was water on the ground, the other team didn't.
Did you hear Craig McRae afterwards?
No.
He said as soon as it started raining, I was like, brilliant. And not because Freo don't play it well, but because they knew they do play it well.
Yeah.
Collingwood was like, no, we got this.
There was one stage Collingwood, and Will Brody was having 36. I had an argument with Embers about the best players on the ground. The Fremantle numbers looked extraordinary.
Yeah, they were high.
But it was the Taylor Adams running through a stoppage, hitting it on. It was Scott Pendlebury hitting it on. It was Lipinski, who's not known as it, just slapping it on, kicking it on, chipping it on.
I was surprised that he played so well in the
week. Johnny Noble, who had the best 30 seconds of tough football you'll see all year.
Yeah. Johnny Noble.
But they just played the conditions so perfectly well. Spoke to Scott Selwood, who's coaching at Collingwood, and he was over. He was just saying, look, this is our best team that we can get on paper at the moment.
Yeah. At the moment? Yeah.
Well, Grundy's obviously one, but
Cameron was...
Well, Cameron, really, so that's Pendles,
and Cox
Adams
going out was a bonus.
Yes. Pendles, Adams and Cameron all had 9 tackles, so they left on the ground.
Are we sure Cox was definitely...
Oh, mate, you look at the...
So I know there was a lot of strapping on that finger.
What happened to the glasses? Because I stared wearing glasses.
Yeah, he whipped them off.
To take them off.
Yeah, because of the water?
I guess the steam, the water, I don't know.
Maybe the steam, they steam up,
and then suddenly, he clearly did hurt his finger in that. You could see the replay, but I don't know, it wasn't
and
strapped
up. And then the
up.
Sub, so he's the first sub to kick 4.
Henry.
Didn't he kick 5?
Nah,
he kick
4. Five? Oh,
he kicked 4. He was unreal.
We interviewed him after the game. Lovely fella.
He's a talent too.
But lovely.
Yeah.
I said,
Jack Henry's brother, right? At Geelong?
I asked him a question. His old goal kicking been pretty ordinary this year. I think he was 8-8 or 9.
Yeah.
8-9. He goes, I just work my absolute backside off.
Yep.
Like, and I just know it'll come because I just get
the kicking will come.
Yeah, but he knows it wasn't okay.
He's a genuine, like...
He showed a glimpse at the dome one night, and then just shanked the footy around. It's like you could have three or four.
Him and Ginnivan in that forward line first.
What do we quickly think of Ginnivan?
Love him.
Oh, great.
I love him too.
I just want more of him. You know, like, people used to hate Hayden Ballantyne if they didn't support the Dockers, but that's the kind of player that you want to go to the footy and you want to get fired up about
him. So, like, Chapman yesterday.
And if he's on your team, you'd love him.
Chapman yesterday gave away a free kick on him and then was pushing and shoving him and stuff.
Yep.
When have you ever seen him do that?
Never. Chapman's normally so balanced and calm.
And you just... gone in his head for a minute. Yeah,
he got sucked in.
Matthew Scarlett, I might punch this guy in the face.
Yeah. Ginnivan's the one who's going to have to realise that, though, if you're going to be the villain, you got to be the villain because everyone's going to hate him.
But I think he does. He does.
He's a full.
It does seem he's okay with it.
He's a full footy nuffy too.
Yeah.
Apparently full. Lives and breathes it, loves it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Essendon Football Club. Now, I've got a photo here.
You can see it.
Just some research I've done. Photo, live photo. Now, this is Essendon's forward line on the weekend, early in the game for the Dreamtime game. 2 metre Peter, having a good year.
Yep.
Waterman, we love, but he's a top up, essentially.
Yeah.
Dylan Scheel.
He's playing forward. Yeah.
Yeah. Francis, who's been in and out and whatever.
Back forward.
And Devin Smith.
He's washed.
Like, what chance? He's washed at this point. That's a hard forward line to get excited by and think you can kick a score. But my other point with Essendon is you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Now, they tried to be a bit aggressive on the weekend and a bit of push and shove, and they got called embarrassing.
Yep.
They don't do it the week before, and they're called embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, where do we sit on that? I have no doubt that Tom Lynch deserved some remonstration from that late challenge.
Yeah, when you're down.
They did, and then it's like, you look like they all want to do it. And you're like, oh,
it's too much.
Yeah.
When you're down, it comes from all angles.
It does.
Like, you know, like you said, whether you're not doing enough or you're doing too much or this guy's trying too hard because he's trying, like, you know.
Dyson Ebel high-fived his friends and family on his 200th and it was turned into a bloody party.
Exactly.
If they win that by 5 goals, it's like, gee, there you can see the love for the captain. You can see the love for the captain.
Dyson Heppel, this is the thing. When you're down, you're down. And we're seeing that with West Coast down as well. We're seeing it with North. Everyone wants to lay the boot in, and that's just. But that's how it is, and that's how your footy club changes and builds.
I'm not a fan of Essendon where they're going.
No.
They had a wooden spoon last year, wrong by a long way. This year they're going horribly.
You know,
what are they? Where are they?
They're nothing.
Yeah, but what do they do?
Nothing. I'd almost rather have West Coast's list because it's clean slate. The problem with the Bombers is
they've at least got 4 kids there.
Yeah, they do, but I mean the problem is they've got these guys who we're not quite sure are A graders that are going to have to be their A graders.
And you do realise really quickly, first year players come in and they get a game and do 3 or 4 nice things.
Yep.
And then second year you go, well, you did that last year and you're still only having 12 touches.
Yep.
Like Cox, remember when he came onto the scene? It's a really nice thing.
Perkins. Caldwell was really
all that
good.
Sort of stuff. Yeah. And you go, like, that is impressive for a first year player. Second year, you're not getting the credits.
Yeah. I just worry they don't have any future A graders yet.
How old's Merritt and Parrish, though?
Yeah, well, Merritt is. 20, I'd still 27? Say Merritt's in the lower end of A's.
Merritt's
but he hasn't
an A
had a fantastic.
Merritt's
year.
An A grader.
It hasn't been his best year.
He got injured early.
Yeah, but injuries and form doesn't matter.
Remember, he had syndesmosis and he came back after like four weeks.
Great, but
he said, "Oh, I want to be
would
there."
You say this has been his best
I
year.
I want to be there for my leader on his 200th, and he turned up.
It's not his best year.
Of course, it's not.
There you go. So all I said.
He's not at an A grader.
He's not having his best year. He's not having an A grade year.
And you give out your grades at the end of the year.
He gets so defensive about Zach Merritt
because you blokes just rag.
We love Zach Merritt too. Fremantle are 7-3 now. They've lost 2 shockers. I want to dive quickly into wet weather.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a myth? Can you train for it? Now, you played for a Victorian club and a West Australian club. When you got to
WA, I played in more wet games in WA than I did in Victoria.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, do you buy into the myth that WA teams can't play
Remember
in the
last year it just pissed every weekend?
It
oh, that's
did,
right, yeah.
Because
yeah.
we can't train in it. So do you believe in this theory?
So it was a theory.
The WA teams cannot play in the wet because they don't train it often enough and they don't live in those conditions.
No, because it's simpler. It's basic.
Is that the problem, though? Because I feel
Fremantle were
relying too much in the early games on moving that ball quickly by foot, by hand, trying to be clean, and they were, and it was great.
Yeah.
But as soon as the conditions go to scrap,
then
they try to do that and they can't do it.
No, but they don't try and scrap.
No,
they still try and play
exactly,
that brand.
Exactly, and that's
so
the
like,
shift that needs to
happen.
It's
got nothing to do with weather when Alex Pierce tries to kick one into the corridor and Cox kicks one into the corridor.
Yeah,
and then
ball's
for some
heavier,
reason,
everything's slippery.
Like, the first thought should be, where's Darcy? Where's down the line? Get Sarong, get Bundy, get Brody, get those guys to his feet. Mm. Guess what? Kick it up, kick it 15 metres. It is so basic.
Scrap it. But
How many times do you see them try and kick the ball off the ground yesterday?
Yeah, not as many as Collingwood.
How many times have you seen him whack it on?
Nowhere near as many.
Nowhere near as many times.
There was that kick. Was it Schultz early, and he scrubbed it along the ground? And I thought, oh, they learnt from last week. They figured it out. But then that's the last time they did
it. It's just ugly footy. But you've got to be ugly with. You've got to go to the ugliest level.
Kicking off the ground is the key. It is so important in the wet.
Yeah.
Fremantle spent time over it. Tackle. Bang. Yeah. Just kick the bloody thing 15 meters off the ground, and the Collingwood bloke will fumble it at the other end.
Yeah.
I just feel like they just played the wrong brand of footy all day.
Also, their midfield. There's not too many there. You'd worry if they ran into you. You know, sometimes you see a big body and just like, oh, this is going to hurt. There's not too many at Freo of that size.
But they are built to scrap.
Yeah.
Jeez, they could have used five for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Far out.
Hasn't that ended that argument?
Yeah, everyone shut up real quick.
Yeah, and they've got a tough month. That'd be a big game month.
Melbourne, then Brisbane.
Hawthorn and then Carlton.
Is that right? Hawthorn, Carlton. Yeah. Where's Hawthorn? Not Tassie, is it?
Melbourne, Brisbane. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be somewhere like that.
If it's Tassie, far
it's
out.
It's a tough month.
They got Carlton again so quickly.
Yeah.
Didn't they already play Carlton?
Yeah, they played them over here.
I'm not writing Fremantle off, by the way. It's too bad.
Well, what do you reckon they do in that month then?
This will make them make or break them. If those are the four games, they have to win two of them. They have to.
Geelong. So Geelong are just humming along. The one interesting one, and I know he's had a couple of little injuries and stuff, but just sitting there on the weekend thinking, like, is this just what Patrick Dangerfield is now? Like, is the peak danger over?
Jeez, Triple M were kind to his injury.
Were they? Oh.
What were they saying?
Just bashed him over the head.
Really?
Yeah. Because he went down like he'd been murdered, like actually leg cut off.
Yep.
And then he got up. And Wayne Carey and those guys who probably played with a few ailments just thought it was a bit dramatic.
Yeah. I'm a bit concerned too for his, like, the peak version. I think we can say that the peak version is gone. But that
we saw peak version round one.
But that's round one.
Yeah, I know.
You get cherry right at round one. Once the contact really starts coming and all that, I don't know. I feel like he can still be a really good player.
I just going to play him in the midfield.
Yeah,
I've seen him once destroy a game as a forward, or twice.
Is it possible that he's not up to it anymore physically? Is it that why they're hiding him up there?
No, but why hide him? He's a Brownlow medalist.
But it's getting like they're getting it done enough.
But again, I say to you, if you're in the opposite coaching box and you see Dangerfield sitting in a forward pocket, are you going to be thinking that, or if he goes up to a stoppage and starts running through stoppages?
Yeah,
I just think Dangerfield hasn't been used probably the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think I don't disagree with that. I wonder how much of that is his call, how much of that's Scott's call.
Trying to prolong his career.
I don't know. He's pretty outspoken. I would imagine that he would be pretty vocal.
You reckon he'd have the nuts to go and say?
Like, I reckon he would. I reckon he's pretty confident in his in the way he communicates.
I've never seen a player who AFL could go. Issues. I've never seen a player who's confident enough to go up and ask for a role change.
Not in front of everybody, but if he went to the office and said, "Scotty, I'm not doing well up forward. Can we? What do you think?" Look,
he's asked himself to go forward. No, I just think.
Or that, yeah. Maybe I want to play forward. Maybe I want to spend a bit of time. I'm hurting.
Yeah.
I can't give you 15 centre clearances, but I can play forward.
Well, he's still be on this year.
Probably still 750, 800.
Yeah, probably in that range.
But then you go, righto, then if it's this again next year, that's not an $800,000 player.
No. He's not that. He's definitely not.
Yeah.
And he's probably taken it.
The best thing he can do now is drag attention, because opposition will still sort of treat him like still danger.
Gold Coast Suns, right, end of the year, what do you do? Matt Rao. Or this week, and then end of the year. What are we doing with Matt Rao this week, and what are we doing with Matt Rao? And you said, oh, yeah, it's round one for Dangerfield. So the one good performance was round one.
It was round one.
Where he was amazing.
I think he has the come to Jesus talk at the end of the season. Like the Gary Abler, everybody saying, you could be this. Like, we need you to get there.
But I can't see him not doing.
But I don't know
doing,
not work.
I can't see him not doing the right thing. So, Abler, they said, you need to train harder. Yeah, you need to do this. You need to do that.
He's already doing that, right?
That's what I would have thought.
Here's an unpopular opinion. I think everybody overrated the living crap out of Matt Rao.
But he had three Brownlow votes. He had three Brownlow games in
his first.
It was
four.
The weirdest year ever. We had hubs and we had all kinds of random crap happening.
But he did
it.
He did
there was
that
no crowds
too. Like, he was
his number one draft pick.
I'm not saying he's not a good player, but people were talking about him. Like, how many Brownlows?
No, but Noah Randerson's gone past him.
He's the next Judd. All of this stuff.
But Noah and Matt were schoolmates.
Yep.
And Matt Rao was clearly the better choice.
Well, they were one and two, but Rao was clearly.
But Rao was clearly the better
everybody
player.
Everybody would have taken Rao.
But now Anderson's not even close.
Yeah, but not anointing him as the next great of the game after three games of footy.
And Roy Thompson, you see the.
It's a medial, though, right?
Yeah, I think so.
How unlucky, but lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
But yeah, so that was that. Took Miller, too. I just. Okay, do you get the same tweets I get from the Gold Coast supporter? Who's like,
oh, yeah, yeah. I think it was just in a thread that's never ending.
He refreshed it again last week.
Yeah.
Like, Took winning the Brownlow. I'm like, no way Took's winning the Brownlow.
Yeah.
Took's been up and down like a yo. We watched him closely on the weekend with my mate Selby for Easy Dreaming's fantasy team.
Yeah.
He looked disinterested in the manner that he was sore or sick.
Yeah, right.
Like, not. Yeah, Took last year was just like a pit bull.
Yeah.
In everything.
In everything. Everything.
He wanted the hard stuff. He wanted the cheap stuff. He wanted everything.
Watch him this week, and if it's not happening for him, just watch him.
Yeah, okay.
Libba went to him a couple of times when we were watching, but like one-arm tackle and stuff, that was just not Took Miller.
See, I don't mind that he's not their best player. In fact, if he's your best player,
that was our point last year.
I don't think you're going that far.
No, Noah Anderson, Rau.
Anderson, Ben King, Rau, Lukosha, these guys need to be your best players. Anderson, because of injury, really, Anderson's
Took,
the only one.
Took needs to be like a Matt Prittis.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Still can win a Brownlow.
Yep, second, third best mid, inside ball. Jack Bowe should be back this week.
I still like what they're doing.
Ticks again. I like what they're doing. Quickly before we go, Dewey next year there or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Bailey Smith killed me on the line, like literally last kick of the game. I lost a line bet.
Oh, did you?
They kicked two in the last 40 seconds.
Yeah, that happens.
I was so angry.
It happens.
GWS, they play Brisbane at the Gabba this week. They are 3-7. Okay, so new coach, what did you notice that was different? I had Cornelio played a heap of middle, Himmelberg played back. Three guys who really hadn't shown anything much in the past, Brander, Peatling, and Spruill, all played pretty well.
Peatling played well.
He did play really well. He looked defiant. And Perryman was really good. They had a lot of guys out, Taranto, Whitfield, Ash, Parise. Was there anything you noticed other than those things that was encouraging or different or what?
Hard to judge because of the benchmark. Yeah, but also they kicked the first four goals in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And that had nothing to do with style.
No.
That was just centre clearance goal.
Yeah.
Himmelberg down back.
Yeah.
I didn't mind.
Hard to judge.
I'm not a big Himmelberg man forward anyway. And people like him.
He's just okay.
Yeah, but he can be very good kick the football down back too.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't mind that. I don't know if it's like, I mean, West Coast don't have a, he's playing on Jack Darling. There's no one else up there.
Yeah. But I mean, Jack Darling's a better footballer than Harry Himmelberg.
Not at the moment.
No, but I'm just saying, like, his record's pretty good. It's not like he's
standing. Over time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked more like, and just going off the numbers, I didn't say much as a game. I wasn't exactly marking that one on the calendar.
I had to sit through the whole
thing. It looked like they had a bit more of an order, like we talked about. Like Cornelio played pretty much the entire game on the
Cornelio
ball.
Cornelio was and really
Kelly.
Good.
Cornelio.
Like at least those two.
How good was that kick-in goal? Who took the kick-in from down back? And they hit Tom Green in the middle.
Then he went over to Cornelio,
and Cornelio tried to have a shot.
Yeah, yeah.
And he should have passed it, and it bounced on its end, and then Riccardi kicked it through.
Yeah.
That stuff we hadn't seen.
No, we hadn't.
That's a tsunami.
But Green, he didn't have a heap of the footy in the end. He started like a house on fire. And then he kind of slowed down. But when he's rare, and I heard one of the commentators mention it, and I was like, this is so true. Normally those midfield balls, Fife, Cripps, those types of guys, they're not usually great kicks of the footy. Green is a really good kick of the footy. He had two or three yesterday.
He's going that slow.
He's not quick.
Those early days of visitation with his birth father.
Both sides.
Kicking in the backyard.
Yeah. The 3 days on.
Some things are just genetic.
He said, what do I do, Dad? I said, mate, you just got it inside you. You just know. And he just knows.
He does.
Did I tell you about that night year 10 performance?
You guys went what was the full thing?
Yeah,
a couple of wine coolers.
Did the bloody full thing, believe it or not.
The full thing.
Where are we after? Oh, it's me again. Hawthorn.
Happy team.
I'll call it now. It's the Jath factor.
Yeah, CJ.
When he's out of the side, they look a little bit listless.
I'll say that's his best game of the year.
Yeah, but when he was in at the start of the year, they were humming and then he went out and they were listless.
He wasn't playing that well, though.
No, but this is what I don't think it's a he needs to star. It's like one of those transcendent mystical things.
Oh, it's just Ashley Hanson.
It's Ashley Hanson at West Coast. If he plays, they play well.
Yeah.
If he doesn't,
I do like what he seems to do for the backline dynamic. Like Sicily does what he does. Jath is a bit of a lunatic, right? And he just kind of sporadic all over the place, and it's a chaos ball almost.
What about Will Day? Missing again, subbed off ankle.
Yeah, paper mache. Will Day, paper mache.
Is that just something you made up or
just
you read that somewhere?
On the spot.
Patent pen.
Yeah. Oh, I feel for him. He needs a run.
Yeah, he does. He's so lean. But, man, when he's out there and he does some stuff, you're like, this kid could be...
Yeah, but he still hasn't hit anywhere near the...
Nah. He needs two seasons where he plays every game.
Yeah.
Now. Like, he needs it right now.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
What's the... And Tom Mitchell did his...
Usual.
Did you know his number, so he wasn't in the centre square a heap. It was only 48% of
them. Was it?
Which is not... It's still a lot, but not by his normal standards, which are like normally 90%.
You're very close to Ryan Buckland, who does a column for us in the West Australian, calls it an ablet. Which is 40 disposals, 20 contested, and 10 clearances.
Oh.
And he got very close. It was 36, 20, and 9.
He was really good. Yeah.
Yeah, he was brilliant. But I think Mitchell, Sam Mitchell, alluded to him going back in the midfield.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He said,
His line was 26 disposals.
Really? John Newcomb was bloody.
John Newcomb. Now, that is the story of mid-season draft.
That's the story of mid-season. We can name a whole bunch of other guys who are pretty good, but I reckon John Newcomb, that's a...
Who else has been pretty good out of it, though?
Was Wilkie one?
Oh, Wilkie.
I like Wilkie. We'll talk about Wilkie soon.
We'll talk about Wilkie later, because I've got a bet on with someone about Wilkie.
I do remember there was some vision early days that I watched at Box Hill. This is when Mitch was coaching out there. It was like one of his first things. And he talked about him then. This was, 6 months before they picked him up, and saying like, you shouldn't be the best contested clearance player we have, but you are. Mm. You're 18 years old or whatever. So,
care.
He's real tough, isn't he?
Yeah, tough.
He's so hard. I love
that. You reckon Sam Mitchell would like that?
I love his hairline. Locking them out too.
Melbourne Demons. Still undefeated. Clary Oliver, incredible.
Yeah.
45 touches, even split, kicked a handball, da da da. Langdon's going to miss this week. Mm. So he's off the wing. Wings are free roam. Did you have any issues with the tackle, or you loved it?
I didn't have any issues with it. It's a tough game. Sometimes it's just a tough game.
He got the free kick too, didn't he?
Yeah.
And that's just what Damien Hubbard used to call it. Oh, don't worry, that's just the too hard rule. It was just hard.
Yeah.
Like hard and fair.
Too hard rule, I like that.
Yeah, no, Dimmer would go, replay would go up or something. What the fuck's that free kick for? Dimmer go, don't worry, too hard rule. It looked too hard, so there's your free kick. It does.
Sometimes it's like free kick for whatever, and then they just like.
So that looked like he just got mixed up, and they go, oh, yep, gee whiz, that's trouble.
Yeah.
Anyway, Clary Oliver, I think he's the best midfielder in the comp.
You like his disposal?
Have you noticed his disposal?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's better than what... Yeah. I think now he's got that balance so well. I think he's the best midfielder in the comp.
I'm trying to think who is better.
Well, his mate Petrarca's sitting next to him.
Yeah.
But see the numbers of people at that game? I was just thinking, they're in a position now where they're so good, no one's really challenging them enough to make you tune in unless you want to see
if you were players. Yeah. If Cripps was on the table or Oliver, who would you go?
Oliver. If I've already got Petrarca, I'm taking
Oliver. No. You just a choice of two to go.
I'll take Oliver.
Yeah, just. Only because of the injury history.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
He's just that good at the moment. He's this redhead bloke who was known as this contested bloke who just slapped it on his boots. And now I think he's by far. I think he's clearest the best.
I don't think it's by far, but I think you're right.
Sorry, he's just development by far.
Form, purple patch, current.
It's not a purple patch.
Talking 18 months.
Yeah.
It's a long patch.
It is.
So it's not a fluke.
If he wins the Brownlow, it's not a Brownlow where, for example, Tom Mitchell was just getting so much footy.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, he has to get the votes. That's 50.
Yeah.
I mean, there's 45 disposals, and when he gets 35 and whatever, it's a brand of disposal that is star-worthy.
And he's sort of, when he gets the footy at about 70 to 75 out, and he just gets that handball release and he's off,
that's become one of the most exciting things in footy.
Like, it's almost, it's not at that Bud level yet where but then you have Kerno coming around. It's one of the sights in footy you're like, oh, I know what's going to happen here, and it's going to be a goal or he's going to hit someone.
But he's got that to his game too. He can run with it. I know he's one of my boys, but he's too good to be one of.
Should we just talk about Melbourne for another 2 minutes, or do we have to do North?
What do you got with Melbourne?
I don't have anything else either. Okay, well, I wrote the D's were on half rat power, and they beat them by 47. Literally, they barely tried.
Yeah.
So their next, their next run of games, I'm trying to see where their next win comes from. And they do have a lot of games where you could see...
Is West Coast in about a month?
No. There's no West Coast game. They've got St Kilda this week, Gold Coast in Darwin, GWS, Adelaide in Tassie, Geelong in Geelong, Collingwood, Richmond, Hawthorn in Tassie, Essendon, it's like 8 weeks away, Sydney, Adelaide, and Adelaide and Gold Coast.
Like, what about the numbers in the back line before we go?
Yeah.
So Scott had 27. Yeah. Core had 29.
McDonald
had 31.
They're doing the same thing. They're doing the same thing, but it's just different guys. So last year it was Zeeble and Hall.
Yeah.
And now it's Scott, McDonald, and Core.
Were you surprised they went after Core?
Yeah.
Like aggressive, like it was a coup to get
it. Yeah, like it was
I thought it was just
get.
A free hit.
Like. No, they went after it.
Mm. No, they paid him a little bit too.
Yeah, they paid him well.
Yeah.
You still need key backs.
Yeah. You need them, but I don't know if you need them. You know, pay Aiden Core a ton of money.
They had all that money that just no one would take.
You've got to give it to somebody. Yeah,
somebody's going to say yes eventually.
You got to sell the memberships.
You got to pump it up.
I'm Googling Aiden Core's contract.
Yeah. It's probably decent.
Yeah. That's a lot of money. I don't know.
It'd depend a 5-year deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd look at North. I looked up and down the list and I was like,
$600 a year.
Is that right? Yeah. Something. I wanted to drag something positive out of that game for North and I just.
Well, they didn't lose by 100.
Couldn't do it. Mm. Yeah, that's the best.
That's rain. That's heavy.
Well, didn't the joint collapse when last time it rained?
That's true.
We've definitely caved in last time.
I just want this on the record. If it's getting on the internet, just tell the family I love them.
Yeah, me too. Not that this is not live.
So
No.
This podcast will never be released.
But they'll be able to get into the computers or something.
Just get it out as your last action
before the black box when a plane goes down. They'll find the black box and they'll go
they'll know. You know those lost Beatles songs? You know, given like where the Beatles. Yeah. They'll be like, oh, they recorded this 20 years ago. They'd be one of the greats.
Who's Ringo?
Maybe he's the one missing. We don't have
Ringo. We'll claim the other three.
Port.
No, yeah, you just did. Yeah, Port. Yeah. So they're 11th. They've been better. They go down to Geelong. It's a tough one to win there. I still don't really know what to make of them, but the biggest thing going for Port right now is that they got Charlie Dixon coming back.
Yeah, good
kick 3-3 in the sandwich.
Has Charlie become one of those players, though?
Yeah, he's going to win the Coleman.
Yeah.
When Charlie kicks, so on the weekend, if Charlie plays, he kicks 6, that's 36 points. Well, the margin's not there. We've won. Yeah. Like, that's just not what happens.
You know how they function better with that big bruising tall.
They do, but it creates other issues. Like, we've seen Marshall and Georgiades have really good moments with Dixon out.
Yeah, but he's too,
So now you've got to play all three of them. Finlayson will get the chop.
I was about to say they're too young, too light.
Well, I don't think you can play all four.
Well, it's Todd Marshall. I feel like Todd Marshall's getting into the Tim O'Brien thing. Like, I think he's like
away
18.
From that young kid.
No, I reckon.
Is he like 25?
I reckon Todd Marshall's no older than 22.
Nah, okay, we've got to find
someone needs to look this up.
I'm trying to find it.
But you're right. He could be that guy.
He could be 26.
He couldn't be. Could
I don't know.
He does. He has been around a while.
Todd Marshall.
How old's Todd Marshall?
No, you blokes are pricks. 22. He's 23.
He's
24 this year. So
is he really? He's getting up there.
He's 24 this
year. He's going to be something.
This kid could be anything.
Drafted in 2016.
Max King's like 19 and he's kicking six in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Look, I think that's the problem with Dixon. It's great to have him back, but then you got to figure out what to do with those two.
Mm.
It's a whole other issue. I think you thought they were going to win. You said it last week.
Yeah.
And I reckon if they'd won that, it was
I just wasn't on Geelong.
Here they come.
Yeah, I wasn't on Geelong. And then
Geelong are super unpredictable right now.
And just to,
I think
they do and they don't, though. They turn up some weeks, they don't other weeks.
Just it was a blessing to get those guys back in, like Cooper Stevens and stuff, to get another run through them because that did all right.
My boy Kane Farrell, 2 goals on the left.
He was very good. Mm. He was very good.
18 disposals, kicked 2. But I love how some of the commentators.
I don't know if you listen, but we added Kane.
Kane's one of ours now.
He's one of our guys.
He was inducted.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did listen, I just didn't get to pee. I don't live far enough from the office.
If he's not in it, he doesn't care.
No, selfish.
No, I gave a good every time I was listening to
a podcast under your umbrella.
The Big Drives. Kind of technically. I don't know. We haven't really figured out the org structure.
Everything's
there.
Under his umbrella.
But yeah, this would count.
Who's the sports person 7?
What do you mean?
Sports director or whatever the title would be.
It's me. We don't really have anyone else. It's me.
Who runs sport at Triple M Perth?
It's me. Richmond, hey, did you see Dreamtime at the G?
Yeah,
a little bit.
Just the opening?
Beautiful.
How good was it to see, and Richmond are leading the way in this field.
They are.
To see Matty Parker, Pickett, and the current players, Edwards,
Riolis,
Bolton. I thought it was unbelievable. Hairs on the neck stuff.
So good.
Yeah.
They do a great job. Remember Stacky did it a couple of years ago where he charged? That was so good. If that doesn't move you, something's wrong with you, I would have thought.
And who is the best current Indigenous player playing?
Oh, without notice.
Lance Franklin.
No, but is he still, though?
I think so.
You reckon? Geez, Bolton. I'm a big Bolton man. I know he was...
I thought you've wavered on Bolton. Right?
Nah.
You could have given us a heads up on this one. Now my brain's trying to compute as fast as I can.
Yeah.
Well,
Charlie Cameron.
It's not Tarryn Thomas. We know that.
It's not Tarryn Thomas. Mm. Charlie Cameron's up there. Lance Franklin's up there. Yeah. Bolton's rising.
Just Bolton, yeah.
Charlie.
There's going to be some old Charlie? Cameron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you mention, yeah, did you mention
three
him?
Times.
Yeah.
That's about it.
I think you might be right.
Anyway. is there anything more clubs could do in terms of this field? Like Indigenous celebration, a commitment to the community.
Shane McAdams turning into a good forward.
Yeah, like a commitment to the community. We've got our regions. You know, clubs have got their catchment zones.
So the AFL did
They need to do catchment zones in the areas that are Indigenous and hard to get to.
Well, that's what they've done, and that's what the AFL did, which was clever, which is give clubs...
The NGAs.
Let clubs get something out of it, and then they invested like so much money into
it. But now they're not. So
which is where it's going to get dangerous. Yeah. But like Freo do a lot in the Kimberley.
Get rid of the free hits. They don't do a lot anywhere. No club does a lot anywhere.
They go...
More than was
they
doing...
Yeah, more than what they were.
Clinics.
Mm. Yeah, but I don't know. I just feel as though remove clubs in terms of... You got this area. AFL needs to run it and go, Fremantle, the date is March 1st to 7th. You're in this region.
Well, they used to do that, right?
Mm. No, but do it with a commitment and do it properly.
So back in the day, the early journalist days, Nick and I would get sent out to, all right, you're going to Cunanara, Calbar, wherever.
Yeah, that's community camp.
We'd get
but
sent
is that
out.
Into Indigenous
well,
communities?
Well, a lot of it was. Like we'd go out to Broome and we're out in the far,
yeah,
far
think it needs,
parts.
I think more needs to be done.
Yeah, those were great days.
They were great.
That's where
great
I learned.
Trips.
Nick can scull a beer in 1 second.
I used to be able to.
One.
You were pretty good.
No, like...
First time I saw Nick on the beers, he couldn't scratch himself. Yeah. Could not make
that's
sense.
That's why, because everyone knows his trick, so they make him do it. Have you ever seen Nick out? he can do, full pint glass. He can do three or four of them in a row, and then his night's over.
Tell you what, I went to Best the other night. Those fancy beers, they add an hour to your hangover. I'm telling you.
This is 19%. You haven't...
But like, so the beer I was having was Tap had run out. And he goes, mate, I've got one very similar.
Oh.
I've never seen a cloudier orange juice thing ever on my table. I was 11%. Like, are you taking the Mickey?
It is Shea Bolton, I think, too.
And that'll be $65 for those three drinks, please.
Yeah. St Kilda, 7-3. I think this is absolutely the best case scenario we could have imagined for St Kilda going through 10 games. They play North on Sunday morning, so you'd just about chalk that one up, I would have thought. Mm-hmm. Two guys I want to give a quick... actually, there's three. Quick mention, one to watch. Marcus Windhager, love his size. Big boy, really strong. Keep an eye on him. Josh Battle, one of our boys back.
Yeah.
We like him. He's having a great year. And Cal Wilkie. I think if you did the All-Australian squad now...
No, don't say
Callum
that.
Callum Wilkie.
Squad.
So,
squad.
So Chris Barnes on socials.
Right.
March 11. Xavier, I know the Saints and their players aren't highly rated, but I'm telling you, Callum Wilkie will be an All-Australian squad member this year, and I'm willing to place a carton on it.
That's my burner account.
I said, won't have a carton bet. I won't have a carton... For a carton bet, I'll offer you four cartons. Well, he's gone out on a limb.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll give you 4-1.
Wow.
If he gets it. Anyway, driving yesterday at 1:30. You know, Tex Walker loves statting up, and Wilkie has kept him to one goal and 10 touches. I'm happy to let you cash out for two cartons and avoid the risk of him making the All-Australian squad.
Okay, Nick, you run the sports section of a major paper, all right? I work for a major TV network. Let's start the campaign for Cal Wilkie right now.
Okay. Let's not.
Let's do it.
Actually, that's a reminder. Has Rhino paid his...
No, two cartons. Oh. I thought about this the other day.
This is awkward. Nick paid.
Did you?
Yeah.
You pay?
Yeah.
I bring him next week. You have my word, unless I get
COVID. He wants a cloud.
No, it's a box a week.
What do you mean?
Well, if you get next week, it's three.
Oh, okay. So it's two next week.
Yeah.
But if I don't bring next week,
three.
It's a one. That's definitely going to make me do
and
it.
And then
one
it's a cloud in Nipah a week after that. It's a box of cloud.
It's at 19%.
And then if it gets to four, I get to read the news one night.
Sold.
Imagine if I walked in, stubble, fat.
G'day, Rich.
Yeah. Ray, I'm just in for Rhino tonight.
it's a whole thing. I won't go into it. Yeah. It's just one night.
He just hasn't paid his debts, all right? We'll just leave it at that.
Better you don't ask.
By the way, their fixture coming up, they've got a game against North this week. In their last 12, they also have Essendon and West Coast once. The rest of their fixture is pretty tough.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying
I think a lot of them
the
have
fun's
tough
over.
Fixtures for that back end of the year.
Yeah, though. It's hard.
Don't worry about the fixture. They're playing against any goal kickers. That anyone can kick five.
No, with Callum Wilkie down there.
No one's scoring on Cal.
I was going to say, Jack Sinclair, he's got to be in the All-Star.
No, he's in the team. He's not in the squad.
Sydney.
Swannies.
I thought, watching it, and I don't know if this is real, because you know you're always barracking for one side in your head.
Yeah.
But I thought they were on the end of some pretty rough calls, the old Swans at Marvel, which is understandable with a up-and-about Blues.
How good was it seeing up-and-about Blues in terms of really
like just atmosphere and the game? Really, it was excellent. That's going to happen, but they just they couldn't match it, even though Carlton are doing their go-to-sleep in the second half thing.
Yeah.
They just couldn't get there in the end. The one
is their best as good as anyone's?
Swannies?
Like, Carlton? No, Carlton's.
Yes.
I think they could beat any side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. When's Carlton Melbourne?
Not sure.
Have they played already?
Nah, not sure.
Not sure.
Yeah. Logan McDonald's the guy I wanted to talk about.
Yeah,
Buddy was the extra and someone else
what
was
what about the one where he went over Bud and Bud like, what happened there? Yeah, he's like, oh, shit, the young guy's caught it.
And then he clapped him.
Yeah.
It took him a while to give him a clap.
But to work, he had no idea what had happened. And then what I do love, and we mention all the time how much it means to Bud to see people do well.
Yeah.
Kicks a goal, he's hugging him. Like, that's leadership in a sense.
Yeah.
Like, Logan McDonald, who's a young lad, pumping you up, boosting you up. Like,
there would have been a lot of key forwards over the journey who weren't so happy to see other people kick goals.
Yeah, 100%.
But Bud seems like it's really genuine. So Logan had 3-3, 10 marks, and he looked like the man who was going to win it. A couple of late misses, but tough angle.
Yeah. And he was rushing. And some of those marks were just super. Holding them. And he's not a big key forward, but he can hold them.
And the patch that he went quiet was the patch that the game got away from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be really special.
It was the first time he'd done like a full game like we'd seen him do.
Yeah, I wasn't as sold.
I'm not worried at all about the future of the Swans. I like everything that they've got.
Oh, you can't possibly.
No. But I think we thought they were a premiership contender. Now I'm like, they're in the rung below. If they catch form at the right time, it's doable.
They've got a great level of headless chook about them.
Yeah.
There's headless chooks everywhere.
There is.
Yeah. Warner. McInerney's a headless chook. He's got just darting around everywhere.
Blakey's a headless chook.
Papley's a headless chook.
Even Errol.
Headless chook. They've got great levels
Carlton
of headless chook.
Carlton plays Melbourne round 22.
Oh, boring.
It's a bit of wild away.
But that could be playing for a top four spot. That'd be good. West Coast Eagles. It's funny when you lose by 10 goals and people go, was that a win? What now? 23 players again this week coming forward.
Yep.
Yo, Dom, Nick not too far away, but they'll be in the twos.
Shuey,
those two boys. Shuey's okay. Yeah,
just a bit of tightness.
Shuey's fine. Mm-hmm. Do we just do this every week?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is the first time in their history they've lost 6 games in a row by more than 50 ever. And this is their worst start in club history now.
Well, their percentage is... I think they've now matched, like, they've been so bad. The only teams who've been bad is, like, Fitzroy in their last year and the expansions in their early
expansions.
I think they've been worse than the expansions.
Yeah, it's catastrophically
expansions
bad.
I mean, kids.
We had in the expansion against GWS, Toby Green, like, we were pumping them. Toby Green was still out there wanting to punch Eddie and telling Sam Mitchell he's the softest player he's ever seen. All that sort of stuff. At least they had a go.
Yeah, they had a go.
Like a real go.
But I'm of the belief that if you're going to be bad, be really, really bad.
Yeah.
Like don't...
You can't be this bad.
But
no, this is too bad.
But they got 12 games left. Don't somehow win 4 of them and get to fourth last. You know what I mean? Like, you need to get the highest end talent you can get in that door. And not just your first round pick, but then your second round pick needs to be, 22 instead of 25, 26.
They had a couple of kids travel who didn't play.
Yeah, Bazzo.
See, I think you can find
True,
space for them.
True was back. Bazzo's played like one, maybe two games of Waffle since he's been back. True is just back.
And Bazzo's a defender, isn't he?
Yeah, Bazzo, Bazzo.
True.
They do like Bazzo.
I saw him play the Swans last year in the Colts.
I don't think... Like,
Peter
I think
Sumich like Bazzo?
The pylon is big and it deserves it, but I also think that they have nobody. Nobody. And the guys they keep bringing back, the older guys, they keep getting hurt.
Where would they be with everybody?
Oh, not much work, better
with Dom,
off.
Dom, Yoey, Nick.
Maybe another three wins, but that's not, as yeah. I said before, you'd rather be this almost.
They're not losing by 10 goals.
No, no. They're winning the odd game and they're losing by 4 or 5 goals instead. But
yeah.
I don't know if that's any better. Like, at least this way you can point
out. How many
say,
changes do you reckon? If we had to have pin the tail on
if
the every, donkey.
At the end of the year?
Yeah.
They'd have to hit double digits.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, 15.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a look at the list. How many's on a list
you've
these days?
You got contracts, though. Like, you got to honour contracts. But I would say 10.
And who's going to win their best and fairest?
McGovern at this point.
Or Redden, probably, as well.
Redden's been pretty good.
McGovern's missed a few.
Yeah, so is Redden.
One.
McGovern missed two. Redden missed one. Yep.
It's just bad all
Patrick
over the
Nash
park,
might win.
Patrick Nash.
Oh, he was an undercover cop for bloody Richmond the night West Coast played Richmond.
Yeah,
he was one of their best.
That's very true.
He was an undercover cop. Yeah. Now he's had a go. That's one
he's
of the good stories. But like,
he's had a go.
If he's playing, your team's going.
Tell you
if
what,
that makes sense.
I know that he's just another sort of mid-season. But Jake Florenka, since he played in the AFL, he's come back and had 36 and 41 and like 20 contested.
He's 24 though, right? Like, I know Eagles fans are like, take Florenka with one of these picks. I'm like, they need to take the kid who's 20 and hasn't played.
I would have a look at Ben Edwards from Claremont.
There you go. How old's Ben?
20, 21.
Who's the ruck at South Freo as well?
Nah.
But the rucks take time.
I'd just be looking at anything young I could get my hands on and just developing.
Mm.
Rather than taking a guy who's 24, 25. You've got Greg Clark, all right? You've got him. That's what he is. You've got Connor West, who's a little bit older than your typical draftee.
Connor West has a go.
He has a go. The Doggies. So, their month ahead is West Coast here, which would be a shellacking, you would think. Geelong at Marvel, so good place to get Geelong, better than Alphabets. GWS away, then Hawthorn at Marvel. They got a really good month ahead. I think it's fair to say that the Dogs are maybe not all the way back, but they're back.
Well, who's back mostly?
The Bont.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. They're 5-5, they're ninth. As I said, they play West Coast, so you can lock that one in. Two things I want to talk about. One, Ed Richards playing very nicely the last month.
He is.
We've waited for the crazy ranger to come good.
Yeah. They did something saying he was one of the best kicks in the comp, and there was a stat where he was receiving was really good.
Did your name come up?
No. Oh, but no. I watched him. I watched him like a hawk.
Yeah, and?
Oh, there was some horrible, like, there was one that they highlighted. I reckon he hit it on the instep, and it wasn't even meant, like, see how he found that vacant patch of land? You're like, nah, I didn't see that at all.
There's no part of me which would describe him as a good kick.
Yeah, but apparently he's a nice kick.
He takes the safe
option. Yeah, I thought he was a nice kick coming in.
Yeah. I think his thing is the wrecking ball, right? He comes in and he just sort of spoils stuff.
Nice bit of headless sugar about him.
Yeah, exactly.
He started as a smoother winger, like wing half back, like a smooth operator.
Then they tried him forward for a while.
Yeah, but he seems to fit this role.
He reminds me a little bit of a Taylor Drey down there. Well, they sort of do the same sort of business.
Yeah, I get that. And the other thing is Bont played about half the game forward, kicked 3 goals. I know you hate when these guys go forward, but I do think that Bont, like, you'd rather Bont in terms of having an impact. He has a bigger impact up there than Danger or Fife or any of those other guys that they've done. I think Bont can actually go forward and kick you 2 or 3. But and you would rather him in the middle.
I'd rather him in the midfield.
Yeah.
But you are replacing Bont with Treloar.
Yeah.
Or Dunkley.
Bailey Smith. Libba.
Whereas some, you're like Danger, you're replacing him with Narkle. Yeah. Like, well, he has a go. But at least they're replacing a All-Australian quality player.
Yeah. If any club could do it, it's the Dogs, because they do have such depth up there. In there.
Did you see Beveridge? He was trying to insinuate they were doing some dirty stuff to Norton.
Yeah.
Did you
watch the
AFL? I saw the thing.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find anything.
No, they couldn't find
anything. Sorry, what's happened?
Oh, he was basically insinuating that Sam Collins and some of the Gold Coast defenders were mauling Norton in the second
dirty
half, so
tactics.
He couldn't touch it. But then AFL.com showed all the behind the goals vision, like literally 30 contests. Like, you know, there was some holding, but both ways. And it was full on.
And if I'm going to stoppage at you in the midfield...
It's the same.
And I'm slightly out of position. I'm grabbing your jumper to try and pull myself back into it.
So there was nothing in there that was a free kick.
No.
I worry about Norton's body. You can just see there's 12 months on the horizon somewhere.
He grabs that knee every time. Yeah. It looks like he needs an amputation.
What's happening with that knee?
It's
like, is it cartilage or what? Like, what?
Something
it,
bad.
It looks bad.
He still springs up.
Yeah.
He's so active.
I heard him interviewed the other day, and he was great. He goes, is what it is. It's
if I were
sore.
Him, I would sign the longest contract possible.
Yeah, 100%.
I'd say, I'll take a discount. Give me 8 years.
Yeah.
I'll just, like, that knee's not going to hold up.
Yeah. No, it's something. But who knows? It could be takes a specky and then breaks his shoulder bones on a goalpost or something. Because that's how hard he puts himself into
it. He needs better timing. Last time he signed, I think he signed 4 years. And then the next game, he had this absolute breakout game, star game.
Like six. And then Hardwick said even Jesus couldn't stop him. Was that night?
Yeah, I think that's the one. Yeah.
Dylan Grimes, he went to town on that night.
That was it, yeah. Even Jesus Christ couldn't stop Aaron Norton.
All right, that's been everybody back in. Thanks for joining us for the two-minute warning. This has been the Hardball Gets AFL show, completely packed for work in the weekend. This podcast was brought to you by the new Mazda BT50 SP, the complete package. We'll see you next time.